I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. This month brings a few changes to bicycling laws in Connecticut. Those changes will impact both cyclists and drivers. It's warm outside. That means people on bikes, and because of a new law, potentially more and more cyclists riding in traffic a little further away from the curb.
Cyclists don't need to ride all the way to the right side of the road all the time anymore.
Kelly Kennedy is executive director at Bike Walk Connecticut. She says the law used to say that cyclists had to ride as far to the right as practicable.
And the way the law's changed now is that cyclists should ride as far to the right as they judge safe. And the reason for that is when you're all the way over to the far right of the road, a lot of times you're just there in the margins and it's not easy for drivers to notice you. You just kind of blend in with the scenery if you're on a bike. And there's often a lot of debris and the drainage grate off to the far right of the road. So that makes it unsafe for cyclists.
Kennedy's group lobbied for changes to the law, which passed through the legislature and were signed by Governor Malloy in June. And what about drivers? Kennedy says the new bike law addresses them, too. Under the old rules, it was unclear whether it was okay for a driver to cross over the double yellow line when passing a cyclist.
So the law also clarifies that drivers may cross over the double yellow line to go around a cyclist as long as it's safe to do so.
One thing that hasn't changed, Kennedy says, is this. When you're passing a bike in your car, always give the cyclist at least 3 feet of space. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.